You'll never know. You'll never know the fullness of God's power in your life. You'll never know the glory and the power of God until you step out and take risk. That's what it's all about. I'm convinced, I'm just as convinced as can be, that God wants for his people not to test him, not to take the idea or the mindset of prosperity theology, where we try to figure out how we can get what we want to get from God. That's not what it's all about. But knowing and embracing what we know is God's will and stepping out in such a way that we're gambling it all, we're throwing it all as a risk upon him to see his glory, to see his power. When that's the ultimate aim and drive of our heart, then we will see incredible things. We will see God do awesome things. And I pray that Grace Bible Church will be a body of believers that takes risk, that is willing to step out and believe God, that is willing to say, we know this is God's will, we're going to go here. We're going to do this with all of our strength, with all of our might, with all that we have within us, that we might know the power and the glory of God. That's the only way we're ever going to experience it. How is, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your faith? And how is it that we are going to develop that as God's people? How are we going to grow in those areas? We won't grow without involving and engaging in risk. Number 9, rest on the majesty and glory of God. Notice that he says here in verse 6, the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few. Learned this verse in college. I've kept it with me my whole life. I've often gone back to it and often planted my feet upon this that Jonathan spoke. So beautifully, in a word of faith, in a time when things, humanly speaking, seem hopeless, his eyes moved from the circumstances to Almighty God, and he said, God is powerful. God is able. And I'm putting my trust in him. I'm resting upon the majesty and the glory of God in such a way that I put my life on the line. And that's what Jonathan and his armor bearer did. As they were there, as they came, they were putting their lives on the line. The last point on this in verse 7 there is that faith is infectious. Notice what the armor bearer's response is. He said to him, do all that is in your heart, turn yourself, and here I am with you according to your desire. That armor bearer died. He died at that moment. He said, if it costs me my life, I'm willing to follow you up this cliff to this hill to take the Philistines and to see what God will do. And I believe that he didn't expect to return. He didn't expect to live to see the next day. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he was going. He had made the commitment, took the risk. And faith is infectious. It rubbed off from Jonathan. I believe that Saul took his command. I believe when he came back up and they had attacked the Philistine garrison and these men were deserting, that Saul said, he didn't have his command. He didn't have his 1,000 men. And many of those guys had defected. But Jonathan did not turn aside in his heart. And let's look then at the plan in verses 8 through 10. Then Jonathan, if you'll look at those verses, Jonathan said, behold, we will cross over to the men and reveal ourselves to them. And if they say to us, wait until we come to you, then we will stand in our place and not go up to them. But if they say, come up to us, then we will go up, for the Lord has given them into our hands. And this shall be a sign to us. Okay? So this is not, I don't think, a supernatural thing. Jonathan's just looking at the circumstances. He's saying, if they come down, if they're vigilant, if they're on their guard, then we better, we'll wait for them, we'll take them on. But if they call us up, we'll know that they're pretty prideful and that we've got a shot at taking over this guard, this barrier between our armies and their armies. Okay? So this is the place. And there was a conscious, thoughtful, realization that this was the place to attack, and this was a way that this could be accomplished, this could be done. So they made a plan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Faith is not mindless. Taking the leap of faith is, it's not that we leave our rationale behind, our reason behind. The Lord is our light. That means He gives to us wisdom. It means He gives to us the strategy. It means that He gives to us the things that are necessary for His purposes to be accomplished. We find in Luke chapter 14, verse 31, Jesus speaking, or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. So Saul wasn't mistaken for strategizing and for making plans. Saul was mistaken for not trusting in Almighty God. But faith counts the cost. And that armor bearer with Jonathan counted the cost and decided it was worth the risk of their lives. Faith decides death to self. Okay, great principle. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. This was Jesus going to the cross of Calvary, to understanding the principle of the resurrection, that it was necessary for him to submit to the Father's will and to give his life on the line in order that glory might be ultimately given and salvation wrought for you and for me. And then let's look at the play, verses 11 through 14. Jonathan makes his move here, and let's look at that right quickly. And when both of them revealed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines said, "Behold, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden themselves." So the men of the garrison held Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said, "Come up to us, and we will tell you something." And Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, "Come up after me, for the Lord has given them into the hands of Israel." Jonathan knew. There was no fear. Then Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet. He's on all fours climbing up this cliff. And his armor bearer behind him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer put some to death after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within about half a furrow in an acre of land. That's about a half an acre of land. So for those of you that would consider the space there that Jonathan operated in. But here he is climbing up on all fours. We see pride, faith and pride.